Nosipho, welcome to Rise FM. Siyabonga mama for coming on to the show. Nosipho, a very sensitive issue, let's call mangayo today, about umndwanakho, 7 years old, who was allegedly raped by a man referred as a serial rapist in Emalahleni. How did you find out about this?
September, mm-hmm. the in November, and then we got a call back in Dona Avantol. So,
How is your baby girl doing now?
To be honest, unamalang.
Yeah.
Sometimes ubay one. I ngale imumba when so umbona ukuthi she's not akekho la emhlabeni ucabanga into ayicabangani uyabona nje ukuthi lento emenza kanje. She's still questioning herself into why she isn't that. She's not coping because we were saying, and I had to ask for the then I'm asking to struggle like but because the engagement is really new age, we have to put her back in school work. So she wasn't coping.
And when this happened, you know, I wonder, did she understand what happened to her? You know, because sometimes you may know that something happened to me. Do you? But did she really understand what happened to her and that her body was violated?
Yes. She's a very strong girl.
Yeah.
Because when she was taken away, she said, Kachimon, she had to walk in Nyao, Upsura Extension 7 in Kaya. So when we were excited to see Tolibuana, Yena, she said to us, Mommy, she raped us. We understand. So she knew what happened to her.
Yeah. How are you doing? I mean, you are her mother. You must have feelings of your own, not just rage, but really just wondering what happened to my child and what is she feeling right now. But as a mother, but also as a young woman and someone who's been a little girl before, how are you doing?
I had mixed emotions. I was angry with why did this happen in Ghanaian. I understand to question with you and have this like you if it's safe now for your kids. I'm supposed to lock our kids now. They in Ghanaian to as support you know Ukaban with Chitoban, you know, like the access is safe. For Indonesians, so as a parent, you forever have to look back to is she around me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot relax now, not knowing. You cannot take your eyes off.
Yeah,
Indonesian, you know this. That's what the situation is created as a parent. That your kid cannot play. Not knowing where he or she is.
Yeah. Is there any support that you and the 12 other parents have gotten with this case, whether it is from family, from the community, from the government? Is there any support that you guys have gotten this far?
Let me be honest. From the family, yes, I have support. And then from the community, I have support, even though I'm not happy with the kind of support that I'm getting from the community, because I so wish that the community can stand up, can feel that the parents and what our kids are going through is not right.
Yeah.
So I repeat for support more than anything, so that we can take this thing more seriously as parents, and for our kids to have a healthy environment to be in. From the government, I am so happy they are not supporting us. The support that we're searching for, they're not giving us. They're not been there from day one. So, yeah, I wish that we could just have that kind of support, you know.
You know, I wonder, because the fight against gender-based violence and femicide, it seems as though, you know, it gets bigger and bigger, or so we are told. But then it seems as though we get more and more victims to come out. I mean, children, even just women who come out and say, well, this is happening to me. And you wonder if really the fight is something that's really happening, or if it's just words that we are being told. What change would you love to see, especially as the mother of a victim, as the mother of somebody who is probably so confused right now and really is so heartbroken? What type of support would you like to see coming from the government, even coming from our communities?
The type of support that I would love is whenever someone is being victimized, let them be taken seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because at some point you find out that the victims are scared to come out because of how they're handling the rape cases, the assault cases. You know, I think that we're not being taken seriously, you know.
Yeah.
You find out that police are questioning you, that did this really happen? How it happened? You know, it pains us that you have to go through that when you've been so much as parents, as young girls, as men. As I plead that, can they take this cases very seriously, so that it can let people to come out in numbers? Because now what they're doing is that people are pulling back because they're seeing that these cases are not taken serious.
Yeah.
So it's very painful, so much painful, you know. I wish that somehow they could find a way to deal with what they're doing. Even those that are counseling our kids are not doing a great job, because at some point I had to take my kids to counseling department. They didn't do a good job. I had to take my daughter, said, no, I cannot go on anymore, because the questions that they're asking her, they're not friendly with her. I even complained that, how can you counsel a girl who's been assaulted like that?
Yeah.
You cannot counsel a girl for 5 minutes and say, no, as a mother, you can monitor your kid. What if I haven't been in that situation? So I see that at least they can get more training on how to handle such cases with our kids, because they're not doing a great job. I feel like that.
Sure. No, Sipho, thank you so much for coming on to the show. And I think, you know, you've said quite a mouthful there. I don't think there's a child who will lie about rape. And I hope there are people listening right now. There is no child that will lie about being violated. That does not make any sense. Why would a child lie about such a thing? But so if you are a police listening, please believe people when they say, I have been violated. A child, a 7-year-old child, a 6-year-old child, an 8-year-old child, they would never lie about such a thing, you know. And if we have any social workers listening as well, let us learn to be open and to really speak to our victims, because you know, I always say that rape is almost like killing somebody that's alive. You have taken away something from them. And let us learn to be considerate of others and the things that they've been through. And I am so, so sorry to your daughter. I am so sorry to you as well as a mother. You must be going through so, so much. But thank you so much for coming onto the show, wanting to share your story and wanting to share the story of your daughter and the 12 other kids who have been violated. Yeah. I really hope that at the end of all of this, it will be news of justice that has been served, because that is what the perpetrator deserves. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Tlang Moletsane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Rwaza FM Mid Mornings, Mpumalanga, Azish.